Mr. Pullen, reel 19.
Another time we had, I landed as a patrol. 40 of us was the patrol. Sports was on at the time, see? But it was my day that I wasn't allowed the sports. So many of us had to, you know, be at, ready for some other job, see? And this was now the patrol. There were 40 of us in the patrol. And this particular day, everything went off nice and calm until just as we were leaving, the petty officer said to the lieutenant in charge, he said, there's a man over there laying on his face. I think he's drunk, he said, I think. If we leave him there, he might suffocate himself. So this officer said, you four go over and arrest him. He hadn't done nothing wrong. Well, that wasn't me, four of them. But them four was no good, so all 40 of us had to go over. When we got over, he was a stoker from one of the flagships, and he was the biggest chap in the Navy. Awful big fella, all in white clothes, you know, duck suits, see, straw hat. And I was growing a beard at the time. And we were trying to get him to come on. And the officer said, arrest him. And he called this officer. Illegitimate son of a motherless somebody. This officer said, arrest him, you know. See? We couldn't arrest him. We got him on the run. And when we got him down into the Grand Harbor, he said, I'll fight the best one here. I said, that's me. And this is solid truth. I woke up in my hammock. He put me to sleep right away. He must have hit me under the chin. You know, that's where I'm going to sleep, see? And I rigged in my hammock, and all at once the sick bay steward come. Huh? He said, are you all right, Ted? I said, yeah, what's happened? There's all my leather gear on up there, see? And it took the rest, took the other 39 to get arrest that man. He broke them straps, that was leather too in them days, broke them leather straps as quick as they put him on him.
These 40 men you've mentioned, you were on a shore patrol, were you?
That was the patrol for the day.
Actually. Yes. What was the job of the patrol?
Oh, arrest anybody that was, you know, in the wrong, see?
Yes, so you'd make rounds, would you?
Hmm?
You'd make rounds, would you?
Oh, yes. We walked around getting, you know, looking for the trouble, like a policeman does, you know, see? Well, finally, that fella, I had to go aboard the ship, the flagship called the Dunedin. And he had to prove, you know, different things, see? And, of course, he was as big as I was small. And the captain said to me, do you want this man punished? I said, no, sir, because the men were saying when we were going aft, don't press the case, Herb. He's a married man with a couple of kids. So you see, he didn't know about it.
Mm.
So that washed that lot out for the day.
When you were doing these shore patrols with the 40 men, was there much trouble, indiscipline, drunkenness, things like this?
No, very little. Very little there, see. But one case I had, we had an armourer in charge, a petty officer armourer. He didn't know much about the Navy. There was two of us walking through the street at night, you know, like a policeman would see. And I somehow, as I passed a certain house, I made a noise to spit, you know. And all at once, a fellow in the house come out. He said, can't you leave a gentleman alone in his house, he said, without annoying him? They were going through this, what they call obligado day, you know, doing the life of Christ, you see. So I went back. I said, don't be silly. Nobody's interfering with you. Don't you tell me, he said, about being silly. He said, I'm a gentleman of this island, and you taught me, you see. Along comes the sergeant and the police. So he had me arrested. And I said to this petty officer, we're a patrol, I said. You can't arrest us. Well, Teddy says, you won't apologise. I don't know what to do, you see. I won't apologise. So I was put in the cells for the night. 12 o'clock at night, my commander come aboard from the Swiss shore. Come on, he said, out of it. Next day, I had to go up and see Admiral Poey. That was the admiral of the fleet. And this man was there, see. Poey said to me, what happened? I told him. He said, did you apologise to this man? I said, no, sir. Damn good job you didn't. And he flung an inkwell at this man, supposed to be a gentleman, and he was going to arrest this police sergeant, you know, Malty police sergeant.
This is regatta day.
He's getting ready in the morning. They got some of them used to blacklead the bottom of the boats, you know. So they go through the water, of course, see. And it was a day off for the sailors. And who didn't take part in the regatta was sent on the ship side and watch what was all going on, see. Doing the cheering and like they usually do, see. Everything would go off nice for the day, see. I don't think there was ever much trouble in Malta because the Maltese was such a good crowd towards the sailor.
I've heard it said that spit and polish was keener in Malta than anywhere else.
Oh, yes. Well, I suppose it's because of the weather and that, see. And now always foreign ships coming in, you always had to be better than them. That was always our prize, you know, see. If we see a German ship come in, we'd be looking at them. And what we used to laugh about mostly was the Yanks, you know. They always carried their tin cup to their side. And when the ship went close to us, we seen them serving out ice cream. And of course, our sailors used to always pass rude remarks about that, see. They say, once I saw fighting they can do, you know, see. I know one time in Malta, a Yankee sailor come on board, see. And he said, have you got any gun layers on board here, see? So the chaps, you know, all washing and cleaning up. He said, there's one there, pointed at me, see. He come to me, and he said, say, you're a gunman, eh? I said, yeah. He says, you know McCormick in the American Navy? He's a gun layer like you. How would I know him? American Navy had a big navy, actually. No, I said, I've never met him. Sure, you ought to meet him someday, like, see. All right, well, you get on all right with him, let's see. I think the Yanks is a... I found the Yanks a nice crowd of people, really.
Did the sailors of the various navies in Malta get on fairly well together?
No, they didn't, no. No, it was always trouble.
What sort of trouble?
If there was Japanese in a pub, or Americans, or Italians, or Spaniards, and you were the Austrians in them days had a big navy. Our chaps have passed there, see? I want a pub called the Right Shoulder Forward.
Called what?
Right Shoulder Forward. And the Glass Barrel, these pubs, you see? And I know a couple of chaps I was with at the time, cockneys, you know, fighting men. And he said, Ted, there's some trouble in there, come on. I said, you stop out. No, we're going in, have a bit of fun, see? They go in there and they go, nothing, they get over. Bottle of beer and throw it at the lights, you know, and start, see? You see one or the other being flung out, either a Jap, or an Italian, or a British, you know. That was their fun, actually. They were men in them days. They didn't... I don't think they valued life, really, because what was life? We was born cheap, and we were living cheap, in a way, and we had little... What we did have wasn't like it is today, welfare business. We were always, life seemed to be that, in a way, at a certain time, wasn't worth living. I know when I come back from, we've been cruising all through the Mediterranean, 3 months cruising, went back to Malta, piped 72 hours general leave. I had 10 shillings. I thought myself, They were all saying, "You're coming ashore ten." I said, "I don't know money." I said, I was thinking it over. How could I spend that 10 shillings? So I got 20 daiso, sixpence each. And I got my last daiso, and all the other ones was rowing these daisos all around the fleet. And I was sat back in the last one. And you could see officers putting up their telescopes that wondering what had gone wrong. They must have thought I was out of my mind, you see.
So you hired 20 daisos?
20 daisos, you see. And of course they don't row daisos like this. They push it, you know, and they sing as they go, you see. And of course they were all singing going round, you know, you see. And I was there for about 2 hours, having a spin round, see. That's how I spent my 10 bob, you know. So you see, it was a lively part of the world, really. In fact, I think it was the best part of the world I ever served in. Although I can say that it went round Wales, England, and Ireland. We were always greeted. We were never snubbed, you know. Irish people is always, "Let's have a cup of tea." And can we go on that?
Yeah.
One time I was in Ireland, and the Honourable Hutchinson, that was our lieutenant commander of the ship, he wanted a bridge built over a stream where they played golf. Could I do it? Well, I went ashore with about four Aber seamen. We got the stones and built this bridge the best we could, you know. And it was a nice hot day. We took our washing ashore and done it in the stream, laid it out on the grass. Huh? And a girl come down with a fanny of milk from a farmhouse. We drank this milk. It was, you know, nice that day, see. So I said, "Well, we better put a copper in the fanny." So we all put about a penny each, and I took it back to the house. I got friendly with the mother, look, see. And she said, I said, "Is that all the children you got?" She said, "That's Maggie." She said, "She's a teacher in the village." And she said, "That's my mother in the other room with the other baby. Go and have a look." They had a pig in a cradle feeding it with a bottle. Milk policy. Look at her laughing. She's very laughing, I told her. And she was making this cream. And she gave me a cup full of whey, they call it.
Whey?
Whey, is it? W-E-Y. It's some kind of cream. Oh, she said, "Good, you know, for people, see." So in comes her husband, a big, tall, nice man. "Oh, Dad," we got talking. "Ah, sure," I said. I like a bit of shamrock," I said, "if I could get a bit." And I said, "It won't grow unless you have the mould as well, the dirt." "Well, could you get me some?" "Yeah, come on," he said, "I'll get you some." And he said there was four things in Ireland: Liffey, clover, something else, and shamrock. And shamrock had a little sort of a blue flower on it. Mm. However, I got this shamrock, and I put it in an old-fashioned galley pot. We used to sort of jam it one time. So I brought it on board and put it over my casemate of the gun. In comes the captain, and he looks at this. He said, "What do you got here?" "Oh," I said, "it's a bit of shamrock I'm taking home from my mother." He put it straight out the port.
What part of Ireland was this?
Bantry, not Bantry Bay.
Were there any places you ever went to where British sailors weren't popular?
No, I don't think I can ever remember anywhere where we were turned against.
Spit and polish in mud.
I think mostly was the guns, you know. We used to, some of them used to mix up, break some eggs up and mix with certain stuff to rub over the gun to make him look well polished. And of course, the bridge was always well done, you know, as he's showing. And so was the muzzle. And so was the tompions that we used to keep in there, see? But as regards the cleanliness and all that, ships were always kept more beautiful in them parts than they were some of the other parts of the world, because I suppose of the weather.
Did you spend more time on spit and polish in Malta?
No, the usual time, the routine went just the same, you know, the cleaning was doing.